This is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Hey guys, Cliffo and Bronte the podcast.
Hey.
Price of admission alone worth it today when you hear Bronte's personal take on a story involving the Governor General.
So strange.
This story's gone nationwide and you can back it up.
Well, what's so weird is this is something that happened earlier this year and...
So it's recent as
recent.
Well.
It was like August this year and I just kind of like... tucked it away in my memory, probably like because it was so strange that I was like, no one will ever believe me if I say what the Governor General and his wife do when they welcome people into their house.
Well, I didn't believe it because I saw the story and then I came to you and I'm like, huh, can you believe the Governor General does this? And you're like, I've been there. And I went, what?
It is so strange, so bizarre. And I will tell you how it makes you feel.
That on the pod today, plus we talk about the phenomenon of setting up the Christmas tree and refusing to let other people partake.
Ooh, brutal.
Okay, so this one got a couple of people, you know, there's different sides of the fence on this
and
one.
And I kind of get it. Like, I'm not a big decorator anymore. So, like, if someone wants to take that burden, that's fine. But when you're a kid.
Yeah, brutal.
It's brutal.
Those brutal listeners on the podcast, thank you for hitting download, guys. Cliffo and Bronte's Merry Hitmas, our podcast. There's a whole podcast.
Yeah.
Of the Action Arp, if you want to relive. Setting up our Christmas trees together. Lots of special guests, prizes, Christmas music, heaps of fun.
Getting mad at producer Alicia for not getting Michael Bublé on the show. That was fun.
Don't mention it, mate. It's salt in a wound.
I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Salt in a wound there. get it at the listen app. There's one person who's not going to be downloading that podcast and refuse to listen to the show live on Saturday afternoon.
Who did we tee off?
No, not quite the opposite. Big fan of the show, like listens to the show regularly.
Okay.
I'm going to call her Sarah.
Uh-huh.
Okay? We'll call her Sarah for the sake of this because I did offer Sarah, in inverted commas, the chance to come onto the show.
Yep.
And she declined. But the reason she refused to take part in Merry Hitmas and set up her Christmas trees like together with the family is because she refuses to let her children partake in the decorating of the Christmas tree. They are forbidden from, in fact, even touching the Christmas tree.
So they didn't listen to Merry Hitmas because we were encouraging everyone to do it together.
Yeah.
And so she went, well, we can't give them any ideas.
Mm.
We're not going to listen to the show.
That's right. So we'll just block it out. So to give you a bit of an... So Sarah's also a friend of mine.
Okay.
And my wife's.
Yeah.
Sarah absolutely loves Christmas and is kind of into decorating and stuff like that.
Oh, right.
So every year has a theme when it comes to the Christmas tree.
Wow.
And every year her children are forced to watch Mum decorate the Christmas tree.
Brutal.
And they're not allowed to take part.
That's okay.
So I probably haven't done Sarah justice there.
Mm-mm.
She probably just, like, I don't think she's just like, nah, 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 nah. Like,
yeah,
I think she's teasing them.
No. Maybe she does it, like, while they're at school. So they just come home one day and it's
done. Give
them
their iPad so they're like zombies. They're not paying attention.
They don't even get, like, a little mini tree like I did to decorate on their own.
No mini tree. Not even the whole thing because, like, I don't think I'm much of a fan of that. I think it's pretty brutal. I think you can be more subtle. Like, let the kids decorate the tree or whatever. Then when they go to bed, redecorate it. That's a common one.
Give them one half of the tree and then, when they're gone,
turn
it around and use the front half.
Katie's thing is she is into the decorating. She's the only, I've given her a real name. Sorrel.
Maybe that's another alias. Maybe you've given the alias.
Aliases on aliases.
Yeah.
Sorry, Katie. Really into decorating and all that sort of stuff.
She's like an interior designer. Like she enjoys that
probably
kind of...
Probably does enjoy a little bit of it,
in general, right.
But 13 10 60. I want to take calls on this. Where do we sit on this, all right? Is it okay to do what this person is doing? Is it okay to exclude the family from setting up the Christmas tree if you are one of those like real Christmassy decorator lover people.
Well, maybe you know? Like you're hosting Christmas or you're hosting a few Christmas parties, so you want the tree to look a particular way.
Yeah.
And if your kids get their hands on it, it's not going to look that way.
Look, if you do one of these things, if you redecorate the kids' redecorations, like when they go to bed, if you do what Bronte said, the spin.
The spin.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
So the wall gets the riffraff.
Exactly. The more,
and then the house gets the Maya.
Yeah, yeah.
Catalog
window view. Mm.
Look, wherever you sit on this, or maybe you just think it's abhorrent, you're appalled by the exclusion of the rest of the family.
That's it.
But where do we sit on this? 13, 10, 60. What's the vibe? Is it okay to exclude the kids and the family from the setting up of the Christmas tree? Carissa, is it ever okay to exclude the kids from decorating the tree?
It doesn't cause me any kind of grief or pain. So, you know, like if you're that kind of person that it does, I recommend just buying just a little silly solly tree that the kids can decorate and have in their room.
I think that is a good compromise.
That's very smart. Yeah. Just get a cheapo.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Like the little one that we did on Saturday and just have that in their room.
Let them go stupid on that and then...
Well, see, they make so many things at school too.
Yes.
So, well, they can have that, you know, they can put their little decorations on their own little tree, you know?
Dump it away, just hide it away.
Under the bed every...
Where no one's ever... Yeah. Put a sheet over it.
Cute. I like that idea.
Nicole's here. Is it ever okay to exclude children from decorating the Christmas tree?
Yes. Absolutely.
Ooh, Nicole, are you brutal. The type of person that does that, Nicole?
I try very hard because I'm OCD and I like it to be even.
Uh-huh.
And they just like to clump it in spots.
Do you do the thing that I thought, maybe you give them half the tree and then you spin it around, or they don't even get to touch it?
They don't get to touch it.
Wow. You don't even let them decorate it, then you redo it. It's just forbidden.
I tried that a few times and it didn't work.
Do they care anymore, Nicole? Are they just like, yeah, whatever, Mum does it now?
No, they don't care anymore.
There you go. Interesting.
Of course you're going to say that, Nicole. I'd love to get the kids on to get their
kids
perspective.
Kids are crying in the background. There is some interesting information circulating online at the moment regarding our Governor General, David Hurley, and his wife, Linda, and what they expect of their guests to do when they come over to Government House down in Canberra. And I've just moved from Canberra, as we know, and I can actually attest to the very strange behaviour that's being reported.
God, so, they're letting anyone into Government House these days, aren't they?
Like open slather, Wangers. Anyone can come in.
So you went to... Government House.
Yeah, it's in Yarralumla in Canberra, and it was for Daffodil Day. So the radio station that I was at sponsored the Cancer Council.
And the Governor General is our representative of the Crown.
Correct.
Right, of the Queen.
Yeah. So they have
this, I've got that right,
grand manor in Canberra, quite close to Parliament House. And you can be invited to, they live there, but there's also obviously a lot of government events that go on there, including ones for Daffodil Day.
The Governor General's the person who back in the day, like before you and I were around, or might have been kids, I don't know, like sacked the Prime Minister.
Oh, if it got too bad.
Yeah, it's happened once in Australia before. The Governor General had to sack the Prime Minister because they spent all the money.
Right, which you don't want. and according to the Sydney Morning Herald, a report over the weekend has revealed that David Hurley and his wife, Linda, make their guests sing to each other.
No, thanks.
Which you read this morning. You were like, I wonder if that's true. And I can confirm that it is true because I had to do it.
Wow.
Yeah. So Linda, his wife, is more of the singer.
She's the ringleader, is she? Okay.
And we've got some examples of the type of songs that she likes to create because she's an original recording artist. Like, she writes a lot of these songs. Yeah. One of her favorites is You Are My Sunshine, but she's not above creating her own songs.
We're all in this together. No one is immune. Our scientists are working. Let's have a vaccine soon.
So that was from the early days
COVID? Well, yep, exactly.
The funniest thing is the video, because she's dressed very regal.
Of course.
And she's standing there in Government House kind of with her hands together like she's one of the Von Trapp kids.
Yeah. She's also done ones for like an animal, like a trust.
Like an invasive species?
Yes.
There's a special group, Invasion Species Solutions Trust. A philanthropic opportunity, help native animals, a must. Philanthropic and corporate partners are invited to join in. Folks, environmentalists, primary producers, help them win.
And you know what? Invasive species is a tough, like, sentence to get into a song. So well done, to Linda.
Like 10 points for that alone.
Honestly. But Linda, that is the tough. So I went on Daffodil Day and she had created an original song about the Cancer Council and Daffodil Day. And luckily, I guess for us, we had one of the songs that had a backing track like that one that you just heard.
Okay.
And so David Hurley, the Governor General, does a speech. She does a speech. It's all very, you know.
Proper.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden the little Yui Boom speaker comes out.
Wow.
And she performs a song and then she makes you sing it back to her.
Wow. And daffodils are yellow. We're feeling very mellow. It was actually Christmas lights day at our house.
You
yesterday.
Said that when you left on Saturday, you're like, tomorrow's the day we put the lights up.
I need to set aside like a good half a day.
Oh, goodness. It's a lot of effort.
Well, there's a lot of lights, man.
It's impressive.
Untangle them.
Oh, God.
Like, I actually kind of enjoy it. Like, I make a morning of it, I make a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. I put some music on. I try to, you know, let the kids be there for sort of the start of it.
And I was going
to
ask.
I don't want Charlie around my son. He's only three. And okay. I don't really want him around when the ladder stuff happens. So timing was beautiful. The kids were around just sort of at the start when I was unpacking everything and all that. Then they went off grocery shopping with their mother. Then I can do the
get
stuff
to work.
Home.
Yeah.
99% of it went off without a hitch, mate.
Awesome. Well
the
done.
Lights are up. I'll show you a video. We might actually get a video for our socials as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But the 1% that didn't work out was a pretty spectacular flop. And it involves a giant inflatable Santa.
Oh, so when you say lights, it's not just you're going all out on the roof.
Oh, yeah. Don't put him on the roof.
Oh, okay.
God, you'd be able to see that from the International Space Station. He's just on the grass with a little elf. So we've got mainly lights. Uh-huh. There's a couple of neon lights like stars and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then we've got two inflatables. So one inflatable Santa, one inflatable elf. But they're very old.
Okay.
And the problem with them is they have a problem standing up, I guess. So the air comes in and they just kind of hunch over and you've got to sort of pick them up all the time. This didn't happen when they were new.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
They've just been through a few Christmases by now.
They've been through a few Christmases, you know. Like Santa's beard has gone like a yellowy kind of colour with age. And I thought, because they're kind of under the front awning of the house. Mm-hmm. And I thought, solution here. I could just set up a rope.
Then,
do you know what I mean?
Yep, so rig it up.
Mm. So during the day, you know, Santa's just sort of uninflated, uh-huh, sort of hanging there or
resting.
Whatever. But when it's time for him, like the little, because it's all on a timer, when the timer starts and the air comes through, he'll be standing upright. I haven't got to pick him up, right?
Yeah.
So that's the idea. The problem is, and you know, 90% of the time he's deflated because they're only on for a few hours at night time and dark.
Of course, energy costs are very expensive right now.
You're not going to run the lights during the day. Not a madman.
No.
But the problem is, the only way I could attach the rope was by putting it under Santa's beard.
No. It's going to So when
Santa is deflated now, he's just kind of hanging there limply, like being strung up to the roof by his beard. Like his beard is being pulled up. It really looks like he's given up.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been a tough year for everybody, apparently.
Yeah, my wife took one look at it and she's like, that's going to traumatize children.
Yes.
So anyway, come to my house and see it at nighttime.
If you want to ruin
If you're
Santa.
A real Grinch,
yeah, exactly.
Go during the day. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back tomorrow, Tuesday the 29th of November, nearly at the end of November, Bronte.
My God, and we got very close to it going off today. Mm. Clearly someone had heard the clue But your clue for tomorrow to help you score that $1,000 is Aqua.
Aqua.
A great band of the 90s. Bit of Barbie Girl.
Got to interview them about a year ago.
Did you? Yeah.
One of them's left the band.
Really?
Because there was always four, but the main two are there, like the girls there and then the bald Ken.
Yeah, of course. What's more surprising to me in that story is the fact that Aqua is still a band.
Still together, my friend. They'll do a gig, mate. Birthday parties, bar mitzvahs.
Oh, we should have got, we'll get them on for a party.
Available for hire.
Oh, good to know.
Aqua is your free Alpha Bucks clue. We're playing Alpha Bucks again in the morning on Hit and the Listener app.
This is Clickbait Cliffo on Hit.
Ooh. Oh, Langus, this one grabbed me. Beer prices could rise because of that bastard, the weather.
Oh, no.
That's the headline of Pedestrian. Beer prices could rise because of that bastard, the weather.
Look, I don't drink beer, but I understand that there are a few people out there that do. Just a few.
This time of year particularly, yeah, mate. Yeah, this is when the trucks are backing into Dan Murphy's.
God, stocking up for the festive season.
It's huge. You can't move at Dan's.
No.
This time of year. Flooding across Australia's east coast has ruined barley and wheat crops.
Oh, no.
I mean, barley's the main ingredient of beer.
Yeah.
That and water and sugar. Farmers Grains Committee Chair, real position, Justin Everett said, machinery has also gotten swamped.
Oh, God.
So they can't, like a lot of farmers can't harvest the barley. This on top of the prices for barley going up for quite some time. He says once the brewery's costs increase, they will pass those costs on to the consumer, sadly.
Of course, of course.
He did say some help's on the way, though. Suppliers interstate will most likely pitch in to satisfy demand.
Okay.
And I did seek clarification there because I thought when they said interstate suppliers pitching in to satisfy demand, it is on the barley before it's processed. It's not on just, like, they're not going to be shipping up heaps of VB.
That's what I was going to say. Why don't we just do that? Why don't they just, like,
Do you want rights? Do you want pitchforks and flaming torches?
No, not anymore.
And Dan Murphy's
I'm past that in my life. I know you can make, like, home, you can brew, like, other types of alcohol at home. Can you make your own beer?
You can make your own beer.
Is it good?
No, not really. $1,000 cash on the line in a few minutes. We're Alpha Bucks ready very soon.
Or maybe you want to use that $1,000 and give it back to the people that have made your children's lives rewarding this year. To the teachers.
Good night. Pay me enough money to do that job.
To be a teacher? Oh, I thought about it for a little while.
Me too. Mm-hmm. That's funny you say that.
In year 12?
Yeah,
me too.
But I look now at my children and what rat bags they can be. And I'm like, imagine that times 25, 30,
whatever it is. No patience. Like, it's something that my mother and father have been like, you need to work on this. And for some reason, I thought I would be a teacher. Clearly didn't. They are incredible people, the backbone of our education system. And so we like to reward our teachers at this time of year. Do you get your kids' teachers something?
Yeah, you find usually, like, our school has class, like, I call them, I don't know what it's called. I think they're called the class contact, but I call them the class president.
Uh-huh.
And it's the parent who's, you know, like the P&F parent or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Who's like the class contact. And usually they organize like a little fund.
Oh.
So
really?
You just put some money in an envelope.
So, which, and that way they only get one,
yeah,
like one
they
big gift.
Get a better gift.
Oh.
Yeah, put your tenner in.
See, we used to do, like, if you wanted to as a kid, you don't have to. Obviously, everyone needs to use their money how they want. But we would, like, all the little kids would just get one gift each for the teacher.
Yeah.
So they end up with stuff they don't really want.
Yeah, you got teachers with, you know, little gifts made of paddle pop sticks.
Exactly. So. Well, that's what one teacher has come out this year to say, there's one thing in particular that her and her teacher friends are sick of receiving. And I can't believe this because this is actually one of my favorite things ever to receive as a gift. She said, don't mind vouchers. That's always good. Nice box of chockies, maybe like an ornament to put on the Christmas tree, especially if like the kids have made it for the teacher. But she said,
God, if that's the stuff they want,
said,
the one they don't want must be awful.
No more novelty teacher mugs.
Ah!
She said everyone that she knows who's a teacher is sick of receiving mugs that have some kind of like teacher theme or some kind of pun on there, like, or world's best teacher. She's sick of it. No more teacher mugs for the teachers.
There's only so many mugs.
Oh, well, you would think so. She said she's received, that's like something she's received the most over the years. And she just doesn't think it's something that many people want. I love getting mugs.
Somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
There's a person, like probably a very rich person who has retired on the world's best teacher mug.
They're
copyright.
That
person is sweating right now.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.